Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carly on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And tonight's guest we have Karen Lowry from, you know, she's been on One Life to Live, and tonight she's going to talk to us about her second book, Effortless, Enchanted, a Miracle, Magic, Medium, and Miracles. You try saying that 10 times and you can, people. And so let's bring it on, everyone. Hi, Karen. Oh, come on, switchboard. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hi, Karen.
Hi,
Karen.
And
the switchboard.
Hi, did you
too? Good. The switchboard was being crazy as a, yeah. So, yeah, your book. So, you just written, on your book, right? And can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Excuse me, I was just drinking some water. I wrote a book called Effortless Enchantment, and it's a memoir about my life, kind of the intersection between spirit and acting, although there's some other things. But it's a memoir of magic and magnetism and momentum. I mean, and miracles, sorry. And it's a really fun book. It's more of an adventure because I'm kind of an adventurous girl. And people have really said they loved it and they can relate to it. And I wrote it because, first of all, it was fun to write. And second, because my publisher asked me to write it. And she was very intrigued because she was a fan of me on Tina. I mean, I'm One Life to Live when I played Tina. So she was really interested. And when I wrote it, it just flowed out of me. It was felt so fun to write it. And I just loved the whole process. And so it really helps. You know, what I believe is that we are all born with magic. You see it in baby's eyes. You know, they got this peaceful little grin going on most of the time. You know, of course, they might cry. But they usually come back to that kind of shining, beaming, blissful, giggly thing. And I think that that's all of our natural state, but we get trained out of it. And not trained out of it in a mean way. It's just that it's most grown-ups have forgotten, you know, how to play and how to help kids really know who they really are, because the grown-ups don't know who they are. And so when so many of us have forgotten it, it can make people feel sick or alone or afraid or depressed or, you know, all these negative feelings. And the book is about that. Yeah, and so the book is really about kind of that, like how I was born magical, just like you were and everybody listening and everywhere. And then I got it trained out of me and forgot, and then I got sick. You know, so it's just a really fun adventurous story, but it just helps people reconnect with that magic within them so that they can heal their own bodies too.
Oh, that is really cool. And how long did you get to write the book?
The lady I work with, her name is Angela Loria, and she makes you write your book in 9 weeks. And so that's what I did. I just followed what she said to do, and it's my second book with her, so it was much easier. Probably wrote it, I think I turned it in a little bit early, though, not a lot early, but I did turn it in early because I learned so much from writing my first book. My first book was called Chronic Pleasure, and that book helps people let go of physical or emotional pain or fatigue so that they can have vibrant energy and just feel amazing. And so both my books have gone to number one, which felt really fun. And I also narrated Chronic Pleasure, which felt really fun, and people like that too. So, yeah.
Well, I totally understand, and probably right now more than ever, people are just feeling a little crazy, and or maybe they're feeling crazy because they were stuck at home. I don't know if, could really lead to a depression, because everyone I talk to lately is either depressed,
mm-hmm.
not happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they put this ban in place for most of the state, you're in California, Seattle,
mm-hmm.
Maggie's in Chicago, and it's just crazy because for all states, we've been with the ban longer than other states. Like, other states just started their ban, and we've been in this ban, for a while now, and now it's in effect. So I think people should read your book because, number one, people are wanting other things to do, and they can curl up on the couch, and they can read your book.
Yeah, and I do. I know so many people are stressing out, and one of the things that's the worst for the body, for the immune system, is stress. Stress, negative thoughts, fear, anxiety, panic, all that stuff can really make people physically weaker. And so, the more that people can let that go, and that's what I teach in Chronic Pleasure, and it's kind of written within Effortless Enchantment as well. And, because I just love everybody, I'd feel happy to give people a free book of either Chronic Pleasure or Effortless Enchantment, and I can give out that information at the end of the call. But, I just want people to know that it's so much easier to feel confident and secure and safe once you know a few basic things and put them into practice. And so that's what I want to teach, that way people can let go of that fear and that anxiety and that uncertainty that is just so prevalent right now.
Well, that's true. And I think, really people will have less anxiety right now if they just listen to the science and the doctors and not a certain person in the White House. Then people will probably feel a whole heck of a lot better about this. And, I think we are asking so much of the kids, who has to, stay home and not have little play dates with their friends, not have sleepovers,
mm-hmm.
not anything right now. And,
mm-hmm.
Your book is, cool. So is it, I saw this on Amazon, but it didn't say it's in paperback yet. Oh, is it? Because on Amazon, I just found the Kindle edition. So when will the hard book come out for people?
So the way books work, it takes about a year for a book to go from being written into being published. So just like I wrote Chronic Pleasure and it released on Kindle in December 19, 1918, and then it came out January 7th of this year. So it took about a year and a month. And so I imagine that's going to be a similar thing with this book. So right now it's on Kindle, but it's going to be on, it'll come out as an audiobook soon. Not soon, I would say, maybe in a few months, because I need to finish the edit for the publisher. But it's on Kindle right now. Then in a few months, it'll come out on audio, and I will be doing the narration. And then after that, it will come out on, in print book. Pleasure in the print book from Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. But I'll be happy to send a free digital version, and I can tell you how to do that at the end of the call.
Send me all the links, and so I can put on our page, so we can have it on our page and let people know, you know, where they can find it and everything, because, you know, it's cool. I mean, I'm writing a big screenplay, and I swear it's never going to get done. But since I have time on my hands right now, I'm writing more and more. And then I think, and I have shows to catch up on. So pretty much, you know, I'm trying to write this whole thing out. I just really miss the mall right now. I really miss Target. Haven't been at Target in 3 weeks. And I know everyone at Target, and I'm sure they are wondering where I am. I mean, the latest thing you think because of the virus and the stay-at-home ban and the thing you can do right now is like, oh, I'm like, Rev and I am like, I could go see a movie. Oh, no, you can't because they closed that down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to the casino. No, that's too many people, and they closed that down. I could go to a nice restaurant. Oh, no, they closed that down. So, yeah, I just... You know, I was being funny like this in my head. I'm like, oh, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And I'm like, in a way, at the end of the day, it's almost, not to make a joke of it, but at the end of the day, it's, I think rather laughing about this whole situation, about staying home, than crying about staying home, is... better than, you know, the alternative than totally crying about it. I mean, you know, that's my opinion. And so now that you've written these two wonderful books, are you going back to acting? I mean, I know no one's doing auditions or anything right now, but after the storm is over, will you go back into acting, or have you thought about it?
Yeah, I love acting so much, and it just kind of depends on if I'm narrating the book. That takes, you know, a couple of months actually to narrate the book. Maybe not that long, but just because I have a lot of clients, because I help people let go of emotional blocks so that they can feel, you know, priceless results. But, yes, I do love acting, and I'm open to it. I have an agent, and I love doing it. So if opportunities come, I'm totally up, you know, open to those. Yeah, so, but it is, you know, I also feel so passionate because I love watching people's lives shift. I have so many clients. For example, one of my clients, she had a boyfriend that he just had stopped paying any attention to her, and she was just feeling devastated. And then she came in, we did a session, and she did what I suggested, and within an hour things had shifted with him so much, and he went from not paying any attention to her to taking her out every single week, praising her, buying her gifts, taking her on trips. I mean, it literally transformed so much, and their closeness got better. And I've had other clients, you know, one person was having heart issues where he was getting so much heart pain that he was going to go to his doctor. And we ended up working together, and his heart issue went away in our session, you know, and just have and another person had such terrible PTSD and was really struggling because he'd been in the Vietnam War and been a
patient. Oh, God.
And yeah, you know, so he's seen all these terrible things happen, you know, his best friend shot in front of him kind of thing. And then he works with me, and by the time we're done with our, we had several sessions, and by the time we were done, he doesn't have that PTSD anymore. He doesn't go into the depression he used to go into anymore. He's a totally different man. He even said to me, you know, I can't believe this. I'm waking up every morning like a fairy. I'm a cop, you know, I don't do this. But he, you know, he just feels so much better. And that's what I feel so excited about. I love acting, but I also just love people so much. And I want people to feel good. And I want people to let go of those things I had another client who had some really severe early childhood trauma, and we worked together, and now that trauma is not stopping her like it was for all the decades of her life. She used to be continually stopped. She couldn't be creative. She couldn't do any of the things she loved to do, and she was losing her marriage because of these traumas that were still in her system, and now they're no longer in her system, and so she's able to be creative, and she's doing all these wonderful creative things and getting all this acclaim, and she was afraid to be seen before, and now she's out, you know, in the world being herself. And you know, this, you know, I feel like a proud mama. You know, like I want everyone to be able to be who they really want to be, to do the things that they want to do, and to feel that freedom to do it in, you know, instead of being stopped by what, you know, the traumas that we've most of us have had, or the training that most of us have had, or the you know, just the ignorance. A lot of people just have ignorance, and it's not meant to be hurtful, but it does hurt people because they lose their connection with their capacity to really create the kind of life they want to have. So, yeah.
Well, I was looking on your Facebook page today, and the point of you getting on your hands with that handstand. Okay, yeah, that looks fun, kind of scary. I'm like, no, because if I did something like that, I probably would. Number one, I will probably, you know, end up injuring some part of my body, and it would probably be funny, and would I want to throw it to the rest of the world? Probably not. So I give you kudos for that, because I'm like, I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, I love Karen, but she's crazy. It's crazy. Because I'm like, you know, and then when you're like, oh, you know, I have a book in hand, or whatever you said, I'm like, okay, oh, your hand hurts. I'm like, okay, if your hand hurts, I would not recommend doing that. But kids, see, don't try it at home if you see this, because, yeah, the stunt could go all wrong, but I better bring on the boys, because if I don't, I know David and Bobby so well that they will not like me for the whole a day, or maybe a couple of hours, depending what kind of mood they are in. And because, you know how David feels about you, so, you know, of course I have to bring him on, because if I don't, I'm dead, basically. And it's not about, you know, well, it's about you, but it's also about me saving my own life. By, you know, and letting the boys talk, because if I don't let the boys talk, I never hear the end of it. So, yeah, it's all kind of a selfish, self-centered, saving my butt kind of thing lately. And let's see, I'm going to bring on Bobby first. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Carly.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Karen. Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I feel amazing. Yeah, how are you doing with all this COVID-19 stuff?
Yeah, I'm just keeping busy, just playing video games and watching stuff on Netflix, and that's all I have to do, because if I want to watch anything on daytime as far as soaps go, there's always a special report, either locally or from the government in the state. So I just don't bother
right.
with that kind of drama. And,
yeah, that feels good that you're doing that.
But I want to ask you, and I don't know if Carly brought it up. Well, you are on One Life to Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you on were you ever on any of the time that Roscoe Bourne, who just passed away, was on?
Wait, I didn't hear the name. Who was it?
You gotta
Roscoe,
play Mitch.
Roscoe Bourne.
Yeah.
He played Misk on Young and the Restless, Roscoe.
One Like Liv.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he was on when I was on. I don't think so. No.
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
Okay.
How did he pass? Yeah, I'm sorry he passed away. Okay. Gosh, that must be hard.
Yeah, because I just didn't know if you had any memories of him or anything like that, but because when I heard the news, I was just, like, devastated. I thought it might have been because of old age until later what I found out later about him. But it's just, you know, stuff like, just that I'm glad, just stuff that you got a chance to work in daytime. Now, is there any, I know that David had mentioned before, any memorable moment on One Life to Live, but what would have to be the memorable moment right here? Because I know David will probably ask you this in a little bit.
You know, the whole time on One Life to Live, there were some really funny moments that probably are not on, you know, not on film at all. And one of them was where, I don't remember what happened, but we were doing some scene, and it was with Chris Cousins and me, and I can't remember who else, but it was a couple other people in the scene. And we started laughing so hard. They had to cut because we couldn't stop laughing. And we laughed and we laughed and we just could not stop. And then the producer came down and was like, you have to get off. You have to stop laughing, which then makes you laugh more. So it was really funny. And, like, I remember things like that. But I also remember, like, Susan Diehl and Chris Cousins and I did yoga every single morning, Kundalini yoga every single morning at my in my apartment together before we would go to work, which was at, like, 4:30 in the morning. Because we had to be at work at like 7. And so we'd do an hour of Kundalini and then a half hour of meditation. And then we would have a little tea and then we would go to work. And what, like, that kind of bond that we created, that felt really special. And I also felt a special bond with Jessica Tuck. She and I have remained friends. And so that has been really great. You know, so it's really more the people in a way. I mean, I loved playing Tina. Tina was a super fun character, and so that all of the stuff I did as Tina was really, really fun. I loved even the thing that Carly was saying about the handstand. I did a handstand today, and I put it on Facebook. But when I was on One Life to Live, I was doing acrobatics every day or almost every day, and they wrote it into the story. And so my old acrobatic partner got to come and do acrobatics with me, and I got to do some acrobatics as Tina. And so, like, just that kind of stuff, it felt so fun. And I loved the people I worked with, both the actor, all the actors were great. The cameramen were great.
Right.
The sound people were great. I mean, it's just so, it was such a lovely group of people also.
Right. Were you on when Aaron Torpy, who was at the time a little kid, when she was on, and were you also on when Gina, I forget her name, but she was also on Guiding Light and Young and the Restless for a while, because she played Phyllis for a while before Michelle Stafford came back.
Were I remember when Gina was Kelly. I don't remember Gina. What's her name?
I think it was Gina when she played Kelly. Were you on at that time?
Think so, but you know, if I didn't have a lot of scenes with a character, sometimes it was harder to remember. Like, I was like, a lot of my scenes were with Chris Cousins, and a lot of my scenes were with John Loprino, and so those are the people I remember the most clearly. But I mean, it was a big cast, but I don't think I do remember Erin, because she and I, and then I saw Erin, she's all grown up and she's beautiful and like a grown up girl, and then I also ran into Courtney Chase. She played my daughter on the show, and now she's a grown-up, and she has her own little baby, and that felt really fun.
Because she left One Life to Live to do Blossom during this last season before working with Dan Aykroyd on a short-lived sitcom, and now she's all grown up.
Yeah, it was really funny to see her.
Because she was on Blossom the same time Fiona Hughes left General Hospital for a brief time to be on that show and do other primetime stuff before coming back. So I do remember Courtney from Blossom. I recently saw Cassie DePaia when she came down to Myrtle Beach just a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if you ever worked with her or you never worked
yeah.
with her as Blair.
Yeah, I did work with her as Blair. She came in, I think, as I was getting close to leaving, but I did work with her. Mm-hmm. And Michael, the
right.
Diva as well. Yes, I loved both of them.
James, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's James. Yeah, but it was because I remember Kathy that left Dying Light and then came over to One Life to Live to become Blair. And, of course, she just came off of doing her run on Days of Our Lives as Eve for a while. But she is a real nice person because I met her in Myrtle Beach, and she is an awfully sweet person. And I just recently just tweeted her happy birthday a couple of days ago. But I'll let David talk to you, and I'll let Maggie also talk to you, and you have a good night.
Thank you so much, Bobby. You have a good night, too. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I'm putting David on. Hey, David.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
David, I feel wonderful. It feels good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm going to get being safe down here in quarantine down here, but I'm being safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are in quarantine here too.
Yeah, it's tough being down here in Florida.
Mm.
But congratulations on your book. Congratulations
on
your
book.
Thank you. Are you planning on writing another one? Are you planning
one
writing another one?
I have a couple more in me. I have a few more in me. I can't wait to write my next books, actually.
Awesome,
but I'm going
awesome.
To take a little while and enjoy this book first.
Okay, I came on a couple of my favorite shows. You were on Cheers one time. I was doing that.
That was a long time ago. That felt so fun. That was one of my very first jobs. That felt really fun. I loved that. I was playing one of Dr. Crane's psychiatric patients who showed up as a stripper for his wedding to Illis, and it was just super fun. I got to do a striptease, you know, a fake striptease on the pool table, and Jimmy Burrows was the director, and I loved it. It was one of my very first jobs.
Yeah, and also you on X-Files, too. What was that working on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, X-Files was super fun. That was so great. That was shot up in Vancouver, and it was really great. And actually, I was just texting with the man who created X-Files just today, Chris Carter. He became a friend after I did that because, you know, it's so funny. After I did the X-Files, I was at home with my family and my aunt was there. And I was telling her I did the X-Files. And she says, "Isn't that run by that boy, Chris Carter?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "Oh, he's trouble." She said he was in my class because she was a teacher. And she said that Chris, you know, would daydream every day. And she had to tell the principal every day what he did because he was constantly daydreaming and missing class. And it was so funny. So we kind of bonded over my aunt, Chris and I, because when I saw him and I had told him about that, he said, "Oh, Mrs. Lambeau," that was my aunt's name, "she was my favorite teacher." And I was like, "Oh, you were her least favorite student." But it was really cute. Yeah, I love doing the X-Files. I love acting. It's so fun. It really is fun. You meet such amazing people.
When you're not working, what do you like to do when you're not working?
What did you say?
When you're not working, what do you like to do when you're not working? Or what do you like to do
yeah.
for your hobbies?
Well, I mean, I love writing. So I keep writing other things, and I love, you know, I love doing handstands and playing. I love dancing. I love cooking great food. I love eating great food. I love meditating. I love all sorts of things. I don't really watch that much television. I don't even own a television, actually, although I can watch a lot, you know, if I do want to on, you know, Netflix or whatever, but I don't actually watch much television. I love learning things. Like one of the things I'm doing because I'm not going out socially as much, so I have more time in the night, is I'm learning
I got a new French teacher and I'm going to start new French lessons tomorrow, you know, so it just, it's, I already speak a little bit of French, but I just am going to improve it because of all this extra time we have. And then I'm also improving things like cooking, you know, spending more time to cook. But I do have a very full schedule because most of my work is online. I work with my clients online. And so, and then I keep getting more and more new clients, which is great because I love people and I love watching people. I love watching people's lives change and get healthier and happier and have better relationships. And, oh, it's just amazing. So that doesn't feel like work, although it is work, but but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. And my last question I wanted to do, what was I got working with John Paprino, Coupe Court Roberts?
Who's a what?
Coupe Court Roberts, John Paprino. Court.
Yeah, he was, yeah, Court was John Paprino. I love John Paprino. He's funny and he was sweet and he was such a gentleman. And he just, I loved working with him. The very first time I came to New York before I even got the job, I had an audition with John Paprino at like 7 in the morning, some really early time, because they were doing it before they started with the regular actors. And I had flown to New York, and John was so kind, and he just really was generous with me in the audition. And so I just felt so appreciative of him. And he's a big part of why I got the job, because he made me feel so comfortable. And so, you know, I just felt supported by how he was. And he was just very kind and funny and fun and a good guy.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, like Carly said, you're my favorite actress. You know how I feel about you. And please come back anytime. We got to promote
your
book.
Yeah, if you don't come back, I will never hear the end of it.
Yes, you will.
I'm both boys, so yeah, you have to come back. This is, you know, because
yeah,
you, know, you don't want
to.
Too.
Yeah,
you
I
don't
want to come back.
Too.
And also, thank you. No, I would love to come back. And you know, if anybody's listening, and then if anybody wants a free copy of either Effortless Enchantment or Chronic Pleasure, you can send me an email and just write EE for Effortless Enchantment in the subject line, or Chronic, you know, CP or Chronic Pleasure in the subject line. And I will send you a free digital copy of the book. And you can send it to Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Lori, L-O-R-R-E, at me.com. So that's K-A-R-E-N, L-O-R-R-E, at me.com. And I'm so happy to send you a free digital copy of my book or books if you want them. And they can really help, especially in this time when people are so anxious. Chronic Pleasure can really help people let go of any kind of emotional or physical pain or fatigue. And so that's really helpful. And then the Effortless Enchantment is, it's more a bunch of really fun, adventurous stories, but it still has a lot of that healing energy in the book because I wrote it from a state of love. I wrote both of the books and narrated the Chronic Pleasure in a state of just pure love. So, yeah, I'd be happy to share it with anyone who wants it.
Awesome. 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 Well, we love you.
And yeah, I love you guys. You guys are all wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, so it's always so great to just connect with you. Thank you.
Yeah, and we hope you all able to come back, sometime soon, you know, because the boys will be happy, and that's very important.
Yes, yes, we will be. Yes, we will be.
You're so sweet. You guys are so sweet. Thank you. We can talk about it, and I'll come back when it feels right, and thank you so much, and appreciate you all so much.
Okay, thank
awesome.
You.
Love you. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
You too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, I'm putting the boys back on. Okay, I'm putting David, Bobby, I just found, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm Dr. David. I just saw you on the Facebook as he hung up. I'm so sorry you didn't get to talk to.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I came in late anyway, so it turned out just fine. I was in a, I was at a meeting, a virtual meeting. We were doing a movie thing over on Zoom. And by the way, Zoom is a great service to use for multiple conferencing, you know, what have you, video chat. And so we were watching, me and a bunch of other people were watching a movie all online because we can't really get out and do anything. But with everything all shut down, all the movie theaters and everything all shut down. So we watched, what is that, Plan 9 from Outer Space. Remember that movie? It was it was that old Ed Wood movie.
No.
And it was cool. So.
Well,
yeah. So
I'm sorry.
I didn't call in right away, but I was kind. But
yeah.
I had a good night.
Well, yeah.
Well, don't feel so bad, David. Don't feel so bad,
David,
because my phone.
Because
my phone had.
Remember the word. Do not interrupt me tonight. Are you going on mute? Okay, so I have a couple of announcements. Number one. Don't eat two tacos in one sitting because you get full. Because I was really hungry at lunch and I ate two tacos and now I'm full. So it doesn't look like I'm going to be needing dinner. Number two, you know, Target, I miss you very much. And I don't think I'm going to be able to see Target, you know, for the next couple of months if this keeps going on. And number three is listen to the doctors. Don't listen to the clown in the White House. And number four, there won't be a Friday show tomorrow night because we did a show Tuesday and Thursday. And I think having three shows this week is a little much. And so what is everyone going to do after the show tonight? What does everyone have planned?
Well, Carly, first of all, I got the text from David just a few minutes ago, but I kind of was 5 minutes late into the show because my phone acted up and I had to reboot it. So it took me 5 minutes to just reboot it back up so I can get some bars on there. So I had to use a landline just in case I didn't go over my data for the month, and it turned out it was just the lack of signal. So, but as far as what I'm doing, and so I got David text just as you were about to bring me on. So he already told me about that. So, as far as what I'm doing tonight, I'm probably going to be listening to a podcast or maybe playing some video games before, and then going to bed. Maybe just have a movie or a game put me to sleep. An old game put me to sleep.
Yeah, and I just also want to say that I want to murder Neil. I am so sick of that bitch on the hospital. Someone take her out. Someone just accidentally won her over. Someone does do something really now. You won't sign off because no, it's not about your son, it's about you. You are a selfish centered bitch that came into Colson's life trying to destroy Colson. You know, Zach's needed to be in jail for getting Zach's and Kenny from a psychopath bitch. So I'm sorry, I don't feel sorry for now. I won't ever feel sorry for Neil. I won't ever feel sorry for Brad. Oh, yeah. They knew what they were doing a year and a half ago. They knew what they were doing. So people are out there cut the crap and say, oh, poor Brad. Oh, poor Neil. They don't deserve this. People are being mean. Carly being mean to Neil. Stop it. Come on. After you Carly got in film class because of this, gaslighting her 2 years ago, and I'm just supposed to say, oh, I forgive you, and it's okay. No. Neil Benson has got to go along with Valentine and Zach. And the only reason Zach could stay around is to be with Nina, but he needs to stay in his own damn freaking lane and stop blaming Sonny for everything. And Sonny did not bring in the marble. Jordan did. So let's cut to the chase. When people need people taken care of, do they go to the police? No, they don't, because the police cannot handle it. They go to Jason and Sonny, who can deal with everything. So it's bullshit. This whole thing. I mean, come on, TJ is right under Jordan's nose. And she's too stupid to figure it out. So he's across the hall in that door. Bobby, did you see yesterday's?
I can cover that. I wasn't going to take a chance at watching yesterday because I was afraid that they were going to break in with a report. However, they did break into General Hospital at about 3:30 for a press conference to announce that Raleigh, as far as Wake County and Raleigh, is now in a stay-at-home order, because yesterday was Durham and now today was Raleigh. But I probably will try to watch it on demand tonight. At least have something to put me to sleep. But I don't know if General Hospital will put me to sleep. Anyways, I tried that a few weeks ago when it was on at 1 a.m. after the impeachment thing. It didn't work.
Well, you know, I mean what I was gonna say was, is this crazy? Crazy right now. I mean, and just remember, you guys, this is the time. We can finally finish our shows on our TVs. We have time on our hands. And I do recommend sleeping. Sleeping is good. Sleeping is really good. And you know, here, you can still go through the drive-thru. So my grandma and I went through the drive-thru on yesterday to get a sausage egg McMuffin. And then I came home. And so now you need a sausage egg McMuffin.
I've been basically just doing that for Dunkin' Donuts. Just basically just getting
Dunkin' Donuts, are they open during this time or no?
Just a drive-thru. Because most of the fast food restaurants, they have gone to drive-thru now. Because Chick-fil-A
Dunkin'
is doing that, and Taco Bell and McDonald's have done that. And Burger King has done
that. I'm sorry, but and I want to say this, people do stay at home, but if you need to go through the drive-thru, go through the drive-thru, because, come on, people really don't want to cook all the time, number one. And number two, how can you not crave a sausage egg muffin? It's so comfort food. And now you said Dunkin' Donuts, Bobby, you are in trouble. Because the new Dunkin' Donuts for me. Bobby.
Seriously, they don't. I mean, I don't usually get the donuts. I usually get the breakfast sandwiches or the muffins.
I don't know what I'm saying, Bobby, is. My Dunkin' Donuts is what I meant to say is Dunkin' Donuts here is 45 minutes away.
What?
45 minutes away, and now you're making me want a donut. Okay. Okay, that was my point. Because
So is mine.
Yeah, so during this home stay-at-home ban that everyone is, okay, what is, before we end the show, what is your to-go food right now? What What food can you not get enough of? And let me start with Dr. David.
Hey, Carly. How you doing?
Yes. Good, David. So what were your two girl favorite, you know, favorite,
Food.
Food.
What's your favorite food?
Right now, because, you know, you cannot go out and eat, but you can get all, you can get takeout. So what is your favorite thing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it blows my mind, the takeout options now. I was just saying that nowadays, I don't even have to go shopping anymore. I can just have all my stuff delivered. Because now they have free delivery on everything.
Okay, so what is your free favorite free delivery food right now?
Oh gosh. Well, I like to get stuff to make my own food, but there's a meal that I just bought. It's by Marie Callender, and it's like a chicken Alfredo, and you put it in the slow cooker and it cooks in like 2 hours, and oh my God, it's so good.
Oh man.
I mean,
well,
you,
yeah,
what you
I
do
mean,
is, what you do is you you cook the chicken, and I have a grill, an indoor grill, so I grill my chicken breast, about a pound of it, and then I just throw it into the slow cooker, throw in the pasta, the sauce mix, the milk and butter, and then just set it on. It's all congeal together in a slow cooker on high for like 2 hours, and it comes out beautiful.
Wow.
Okay,
wow. You gotta email me that recipe one day, so that once everything settles down, I can be able to get the proper ingredients. You gotta email me that recipe.
Carly has my number, so what you can do is ask Carly for it later, and you can text me, and I can tell you everything later.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so Bobby, what is your favorite thing right now?
Well, aside from getting far as go-to stuff, I probably have to say the triple lupa taco. That they have the triple lupa chorizo that they have at Taco Bell right now. I had that for lunch and it was pretty good, and I think I would probably go for it again as long as they have it. Another go-to item would probably be chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, and I would definitely love to go for it, but I don't have enough money to cover a meal from Chick-fil-A, so I'd say Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
No. Chick-fil-A, they are expensive. They are really expensive, actually.
There's a go-to meal I'm having at home. I've been eating a lot of baked chicken lately, which is pretty good. So that's been basically the go-to meal that we have every other day is baked chicken.
Well, yeah, and also... David, what is your favorite food right now?
Right now, she got some KFC in front of me. Crispy chicken. KFC.
Oh.
So, why would you drive it for me? So. And then, not KFC, pizza, pepperoni pizza.
I love KFC. I love KFC. You know, dip me in the batter that makes the battle for KFC and I will be okay. Any episode you like right now?
Pepperoni pizza.
You know, okay, for me.
Pizza.
Yeah, for me it's tacos, pizza. I asked my mom to make chicken parmesan. And San Elmo Sunday this week. You know, I could live on salami. This eat salami right out of the bag. And right now, I think, you know, the crap about, you know, we are going to be in this for a long haul. So right now, I think, crap, I don't care if I have an extra candy bar at the end of the day. I don't care right now. I don't care. Trump is putting everyone in a bad mood. And, you know, and there's no way they're going to open before Easter. And when they just cancel the Olympics games, come on, we are here for the long haul. And, you know,
I'm thinking anything, things could, I'm sorry, Carly, to interrupt you, but I'm thinking at any time it could possibly be Memorial Day or even Mother's Day or even Memorial Day before things get back to normal.
Steven, Bobby, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that because I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy, and we are only in a two-week ban. But you guys, you know, listen to the doctors. Stay at home. I will admit it's, you know, crappy that we have to go through this. But I don't want to end up in the emergency room. I, for one, do not want to end up.
Carly, what's advice?
What?
Do you want some advice about all this? Because you know what? It's all a state of mind. I mean, yeah, it can suck if you're used to going out to things, but this is probably the best time for us to be creative and find other ways to do things. I mean, I have not been someone that you can honestly say is a social butterfly for years. I don't usually socialize that much with people except for text or by phone, so on. Or through video or through games, but I don't usually like see my own family unless it's like video chat or something. So all of this to me is not really that earth-shattering a change because I've had time to live like I've been under quarantine for years. So now that everyone else is, I'm like, okay, great. Now you know what I live. But you know it's an adjustment period, I think. So I don't discount what you're feeling and what you're thinking, but you know there are people who have a worse situation out there. There's some people out there who don't even have homes right now, and I'm grateful for what I got right now. But you know we'll get through this. We will get through this, Carly.
Oh, David.
Yeah, and like Karen, said,
come on. I do not need
I'm sorry, Carly.
Positive crap right now. Okay, why
yeah.
not? I don't want to be positive about this whole thing. Because this whole thing has lasted so long. And, you know, I'm done. I am so done with this. I am done. But once this is over, I'm going on a vacation. Okay, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I will do. All I know is I'm taking my vacation because of all this.
Yeah, I understand. But like Karen said, you don't stress it out too much, like Karen said.
I wasn't done.
I'm sorry, but,
No. So basically, and you guys, if you get, you know, get both, go listen to Kenny Rogers on YouTube. That's what I've been doing. And if you wanted to listen to a really good song right now that was in the 80s and they should bring it back as We Are the World because with produced by Bono Rossi and Michael Jackson and I like the 1985 one better but I just feel like that song right now is very poignant to what's going on. And, you know, someone should send that song to Trump. You know, because at this point, it's going to be us saving our own lives, not him. He will not save the American people's lives.
It's true.
Yeah, he won't. He's a selfish son of a,
Don't say anything.
Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank what I really want to say. And we are,
okay.
We are going to end this show because David, regular David, my PR person, don't you feel like my voice is about to give?
Yeah. It's going.
And we need to end the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Friday with Terry Robuch. From Dieting in Northern North Carolina.
Well, okay, so do we have any interviews next week?
On Friday, Terry Robuch. April 3rd.
Okay, well, that's cool. And everyone have a great night. And David, Dr. David, you are always welcome and call in. And have a great night, you guys.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry you couldn't come in on time.
What?
What are you saying?
Okay, night, guys.
Bye.
Night.
Good night. Get some rest.
Bye-bye.